Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love Evolved podcast. This is Leanne. If you're new here, I'm a holistic psychologist living in Los Angeles, and I specialize in conscious love, sex, and relationships. So that's what this podcast is all about. And there's many, many episodes. If you're new here, I suggest that you go back and listen to episode 2, which is pretty short. It's only about 20 or 30 minutes. And it covers the basics of conscious relationships, what this means, and how you can actually start practicing them today. So go back and listen to that one if you haven't already. It's my most downloaded episode. So if you need support, please reach out. I work with people all over the world. I work with individuals. I work with couples. And I also don't necessarily only stick to love, sex, and relationships. Normally, we cover everything. Everything tends to come up anyway. And so please just reach out, book a connection call with me. And if I can't personally help you, I can probably refer you to somebody that can. Okay, so we're going to get into this episode today. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome everyone to episode 29. This is my first solo episode in a while, and I'm excited to talk about this topic of authenticity, people-pleasing, and how to create relationships from the true self versus false self. This is a really big, big topic, and it's important to understand. And I was asked to actually speak on this topic this morning when I was a guest teacher with Laura Matsu and her husband, Bernhard Gunther. And there were so many good questions on the call today that we didn't actually have time to get to this part. And that's okay, because now I have the content to actually speak about it here. And so this episode is really for you if you've ever found yourself during dating or the beginning stages of a relationship, maybe presenting a version of yourself that isn't totally you, kind of like you might be shape-shifting into what you think is likable or attractive. And I just want to say, first and foremost, I have done all of the things that I am about to speak with you about on this episode. And so I have a lot of compassion always. And so the reasons why we show up, whether it's with dating or in the context of romantic partnership or even just in life in general, the reasons why we might show up and not present our true selves, we have compassion for that. We understand why ultimately. And it really just comes down to, for whatever reason, we don't believe that how we truly are, we don't believe it's worthy of being loved for whatever reason. So there's a couple different levels to this. Number one, there could be situations where we're actually doing this consciously. We're aware of what we're doing. Mostly, though, it happens unconsciously. And so we're totally not aware that we're doing these things. So let's just start to unpack all of this. And we're going to start out on a very, very basic level. So I think at this point in our human evolution, thanks to people like Brené Brown, who back in 2014, 2015, really helped me to pinpoint exactly what I was doing in her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. And by the way, I don't really follow her work anymore, but that book in particular, I have recommended to so many people because it really helped me to heal my underlying stuff around why I didn't actually feel worthy to show up exactly as I truly am. And so that book is really pretty incredible. And so at a very, very basic level, I shouldn't have to say out loud that this is not a good thing to do in relationships. I think a lot of us have learned this lesson, or at least we know it intellectually. It's not a good idea to show up inauthentically in a relationship because we're not presenting a true version of ourselves. And you might have actually experienced in your own life the consequences that happen in your relationships when you don't show up in an authentic way. I certainly did in my own life. This is one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn. And I might share that a little bit later, but I want to just really stay on the basic level here. So again, if we are out there dating or in the beginning stages of a relationship, if we're presenting a false self to the other person, whether consciously or unconsciously, it will eventually collapse because you can't keep up the act for very long. And so when you start to actually relax in the relationship and more of your true self comes to the surface, the other person might not like you like they did at the beginning. And I have been through this, so I know this is a really hard pill to swallow, but I had to face the truth, which was sometimes, especially if we're doing this unconsciously, we get upset at the other person when they all of a sudden don't like this real version of us. So the hard pill to swallow here is that we actually have to take responsibility for what we were doing. Whether it happened consciously or unconsciously, it is still not the other person's fault if they decide that they don't actually like the real version of ourselves. If we look back at the relationship or the dating or whatever it was at the beginning and we can see what we were doing, then we just need to accept this, take responsibility, and learn from it. And this was absolutely horrible for me to have to face within myself. But it also, looking back, was one of the most empowering and healing things that I had to face, because I realized at the end of the day that I deserve to actually be loved for who I am authentically. And it's my responsibility to actually show the truth of who I am to people around me. Otherwise, how will they actually know who I truly am? And so we have so much compassion for the reasons why we would want to present a false version of ourselves, whether consciously or unconsciously, because it always comes back to not believing that we're worthwhile or lovable for who we truly are. So nobody can do that work for us, healing that part of ourselves, that inner child part of ourselves, usually, that doesn't believe that they are worthy, that received messages that they were less than or whatever it is back in childhood. And so even though this is a hard lesson, if this is something that you do, I promise you that this can lead to incredible healing. And now in my relationships, I make sure to show people who I truly am. And it's the most beautiful thing ever because I'm giving people the opportunity to get to know the real me. And I'm giving myself the opportunity to be fully loved for who I truly am, not some caricature that I'm making myself be. And it also takes a lot of energy to keep up that game. I can tell you from experience, it really takes a lot of energy. And so all of this just points back to needing to do inner work around really getting in touch with who you are. I mean, sometimes some of us don't even know who we are authentically. And so if that's you, when you've lost touch with your own identity, which can happen, by the way, if you do things like this year after year after year, you play some part that you aren't even that person, and then you lose touch with who you truly are because that person isn't kind of upfront enough. And so you might actually need to completely pull back into your own energy and do deep inner work around who are you truly? And of course, this question is something where, oh my gosh, there's so many layers to peel back here. This work of discovering the truth of who you really are can be a lifetime of work. And so in addition to really getting in touch with the truth of who you are, there's that other huge piece of healing damaged levels of self-love and self-worth, usually stemming from childhood wounds. And so we're always peeling back the layers of the false self. So just give yourself compassion, have patience, and do the best that you can with this. It can actually be kind of overwhelming when you first realize that so much about you and your identity and who you think you are has been programmed into you by society, your family, religion, school, whatever it is. And so much of who we present ourselves to be, it can feel really real to us. And so it's not like we're trying to consciously manipulate people, but these are really incredible things that we need to face within ourselves, because the payoff is enormous. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to do this work, to discover who I truly am, to be able to peel back layer after layer after layer to get to who I truly am. And in many spiritual paths, this is actually the path. This is a spiritual path. And so when you show up authentically with another person, and when you start doing this, I should say, it can be very vulnerable. You can feel a little bit wobbly. You might, if you're really trying to transcend this pattern of people pleasing or shape-shifting, you might kind of wobble at first. And sometimes you might show a true part of yourself, and sometimes you might not. And so the beginning stages, it's okay. It's okay. You're practicing. Just know what your end goal is. The more that you practice this in all of your relationships, you'll start to notice that you're going to attract friends, partners, even other opportunities like job opportunities, other things like that, that are much more of a match for who you are authentically. And that can be really incredibly healing. And it can be a signal that you're on the right path. In addition, as you start to present more of your true self to the world, some relationships might not be a fit anymore. Some relationships might come to an end. And this can be incredibly difficult. It can be, I mean, trust me, I know. You know, the main relationship that I was doing this in was my marriage with my son's dad. And we were together almost 20 years. And so while that wasn't the main reason why our relationship ended, and there was things happening on both sides that weren't healthy, that was a big one that I had to own. So I totally understand. But again, for those of you who are on a spiritual path, you get to a point where you're just not willing to abandon yourself anymore. And once you start to relax into your authentic self and you see how your life changes as a result of that, it's almost impossible to go back. And so another thing that I just wanted to share is that true intimacy really comes from a place where both people are showing up authentically, truthfully. That's where true intimacy comes from. And so how can you become more authentic? Now, some of you might already have been doing this work, but on a very, very basic level, you start with the ways that you're currently showing up in your life that might not be who you truly are, that you're conscious of at this point. There's a lot of things that we're conscious of. We start on that level that we already know that we're doing and start to work from that place. So ask yourself, in my relationships, am I showing up authentically? Is it safe for me to show up authentically? And if it's not safe for you to show up authentically, you have to ask yourself the hard question of, why am I in this relationship if it doesn't feel safe? And so, yeah, of course, it's great for other people to create a safe relationship for us. But if they're not, we have to ask ourselves that hard question. I don't participate in any relationships where I don't feel like I can't be authentically myself. I had to learn that the hard way. And so I'm hoping for you that you get to the point where that's just a non-negotiable for you. And so after you sort of take an assessment on a conscious level of awareness of where you're doing this and you start to clean up those areas, then you can start to do shadow work, healing your traumas, beginning to question all of your programming and your conditioning, deconditioning yourself to get to the truth of who you really are. So this, I know, is a big one. I mean, this is years and years and years of work for most of us. But every single little step forward that you make pays off in a big way. This is an ongoing process. And honestly, it could take lifetimes. But don't forget that even small changes can have a big impact in your life. And so have patience with yourself. Be committed to moving towards authenticity as much as you can. And take breaks when you need to. It doesn't have to be done all overnight. As long as you have the overall commitment, that makes all the difference. Okay, so a quick note for men and women. So we each have been programmed, both men and women, to prefer a certain type of partner. Women have been programmed to prefer a certain type of man. Men have been programmed to prefer certain types of women. And to be honest with you, right now when I'm recording this in 2023, the programming has never been more thick. And it's gotten to a level where it's beyond scary. And to the men out there, pornography is a huge problem. It's a huge problem. And I'm not going to get into the depths of why, but in relation to what we're talking about, you are being programmed, if you watch pornography, to prefer a certain type of woman, a certain type of sexuality, and these preferences are usually not actually your own. You're being programmed. And if I were you, and even for the women out there, any sort of external programming that's telling me how I should be attracted to other people is not okay with me. So I'm not interested in being programmed at all from any external source. I'm interested in getting to the truth of who I truly am. And that's true liberation. So I just wanted to mention that. And again, even though pornography is a huge, huge heavy hitter, especially for men, in a bad way, women, we have our own programming in terms of the different qualities of men that we are supposed to be attracted to. And so this is all of the deconditioning work that we need to do. It's big. I know this is big, but I just want to speak it out loud for you guys. One of the last things that I want to say about this is if we have done the work and we're showing up authentically, it's also important that we choose a partner who's doing the same as much as possible. And so here, you just want to use discernment to choose partners who are also showing up authentically. You can typically feel into this energetically. Many of us are getting much better at being able to spot bullshit a mile away. This is one of the gifts of the pandemic. We have been able to really discern what's true and what's not true on an energetic level. In addition to that, you can observe if their words and their actions align. This is another incredible way to be discerning. Okay, I want to wrap up by also sharing something briefly that is important. And so it's okay at the beginning stages of a relationship or during dating, it's totally okay to present the best version of yourself during dating. I know some people might actually argue with this, but I think it's actually a beautiful thing. If you are in, for whatever reason, if you during dating are really putting your best foot forward, and that's an actual true part of who you are, there's no issue in my mind with that. I actually prefer when I'm out there dating, I want to see people at their highest. I think that's a beautiful thing. And it's a natural quality that we want to actually put our best foot forward. That's actually, there's nothing wrong with that. That's way different than actually presenting a false part of you that isn't actually part of you. Just as long as you are also willing to show this person your full true self in all scenarios, even when life gets hard and you're not fearful of actually being vulnerable or showing maybe yourself on a day where you're not your best self. I mean, that's something that we all sort of have to have a commitment to ourselves that we're not going to force ourselves to be, you know, our highest version every single day. That's just not how it works. Okay, so the last thing that I'll just say to wrap up this episode is if you're really interested in attracting people into your lives that are a full match for you, if you're interested in really getting into a relationship where you can allow your full self to be seen and you can understand that that's such a beautiful gift that you can give to your partner. And providing the space for them to do that too is an incredible gift to them. And together, when you both show up authentically, you're able to actually really use relationships in a conscious way. And I speak about this a lot, but again, relationships are an incredible container for growth and evolution, and they can't actually be used that way if both people are showing up and they're not their true authentic self. So this is actually a fundamental key, and I would say a prerequisite for entering into a conscious relationship where you're using the container of relationship to grow and evolve and heal wounds. You have to show up authentically. In addition, there is nothing more healing than getting into a relationship, being your true, full, authentic self, and actually being loved in that place. There's nothing more healing than that. And so I hope this episode was helpful for all of you. And as always, if you have any questions, you can reach out. You can message me on Instagram or you can email me. You can also set up a free 30-minute consultation call where you can ask me any questions and you can learn more about working together. And so I hope this was useful and I'll talk to you soon. If you enjoyed this conversation, please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps these conversations to get out to more people. I really appreciate it. And if you're somebody who could use support with love, sex, and relationships, I work with individuals, couples, and run groups. And so you can DM me on Instagram or just go to my website if you're curious about how we could work together.